All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with Rosangel Perez, MTV producer back in the day. Worked with P. Diddy, worked with a lot of big people back in the day. And I think there's no one better than to bring, honestly, Rosangel, you have the, what's it called? Bonchinche? The Bonchinche. All right, well, let's go with it. A lot to talk about here. Ali Carter, right? Ali Carter now is coming out and saying some things, some devastating things, things that are just, that are rocking the entertainment world, right?
Well, to be fair, she's been speaking out for quite some time now, but right now is when people are motivated to listen. And we're going to be watching some of that, and we'll invite the family, you know, to explore and learn some more. It's not entertainment purposes only. These are people's lives that we're talking about.
Yeah, and we've already seen another arrest with Abercrombie and Fitch, Mike Fitch from Abercrombie and Fitch. I mean, to me, this is the dominoes are falling. Probably not as fast as people would like them to, but I got a feeling the first two down, three, four, five, and then it's just going to be. I mean, Tony Busby, the lawyer out of Texas, has all kinds of names he's getting ready to release, allegedly. Folks, stay with us. First, you want to get your noble gold. Get your noble gold. We don't know where this economy is going. Well, if you're on my channel, you do. Gold just hit another record. But here's what's really interesting. It's been doing this a lot lately. It's up to 33.26% year to date. While election drama has everyone so nervous, gold investors are sleeping pretty damn well. I am. Makes sense. For thousands of years, gold has been the grown-up in the room during uncertain times. That's why investors are moving to Noble Gold Investments now, not tomorrow, not next month, right now. Don't miss out. Visit Noble Gold Investments today, noblegoldinvestments.com today, and bag up to 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com. Folks, if you're not on this already, like yesterday, you need to get on it now. Get your gold. Get started. That's all I'm investing in. A lot of people are doing crypto and stuff like that. I got a little bit of crypto, but mainly gold. All right, let's get into this. So this is just more and more stuff is coming out. And I keep thinking to myself, is this all? I mean, we are watching Hollywood get just brought down like by dynamite. It's just all coming down. Even certain celebrities are staying away from other certain celebrities. Everyone's, it's like there's a holding pattern, a freeze pattern. Nobody's really talking to each other. They're scared. The Hollywood that we've known and grown up to all our lives is pretty much, it's over, right?
It's gone. It's gone. I guess what we're going to have to keep reminding people about is this is way before Diddy, right? Diddy is the face right now of
Epstein, and now it's Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the rumors of the Playboy man,
yeah,
at the Playboy mansion and the Hollywood couches. But Diddy is at the center of it all. This is, I don't know, like, I'm suspicious about a couple of things, you know, like how amplified he is in the media versus how quiet right now it is with other celebrities that are just so quiet. And, you know, I'm sure that your audience has seen these videos of just random people with phones approaching celebrities and trying to ask them about the Diddy parties and them like running away or offering no comment. I also have a sneaky suspicion, and this has always been a rumor in the industry. Of course, you know, some rumors you just can't prove because you just hear them all the time, but you're never there to really see them. Maybe that's been a fortunate blessing. But I'll give you an example, right? Someone who is, there was a story, I believe, on the New York Post about Chris Brown and his abusive tendencies. And so, if I'm not mistaken, the list, remember the list when Diddy was naming his birthday list, and we were like, and people were like, whatever, that's just like his, the people that were attending his party. And a lot of us was like, I call that Oh shit. It seems like it was something ominous to that.
Yeah, he was
Well,
airing people out, in my opinion, disguising it as a birthday party, but he was publicly airing people out.
So I'm just, look, this is just me being curious. Is this article that I was reading today about Chris Brown, evidence that people have been talking or there's infighting behind the scenes? Is this a hit piece on him? Is it a worth it hit piece? Because of course, like when we think back about that big escándalo with Rihanna and him back in the day, when he, what was the police report talking about that he hit her? There was an altercation. There was this black eye. All of a sudden, for many years after that, Chris Brown was demonized in the media. And of course, hey, listen, mi gente, I have to say, I do not support any kind of violence whatsoever. What I'm saying to you is that behind the scenes, there has always been murmurings that to this day has never gone away. And some of those murmurings lead to that he was set up for that. Now, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I wasn't there. Why I'm saying this to you right now is because there's other stories in the media that don't seem to hold water. Like, for example, a story that I've been a little bit exploring about is just the story with some of the celebrities. I think, was it Megan Thee Stallion and the gun and the when you hear more of the story and you hear the father's side of talking about his son and you get involved into the intricacies of things, you start to wonder if something deeper is happening beyond the he said, she said, celebrity bochinche. Right now, we can't believe anything. We can't believe anything. And many of us are gonna go with the ride of the headlines. And what I say, caution, is that you don't know who's using who for what purpose. And
Right.
again, I wasn't there, but they always say when there's a lot of smoke and you keep hearing it and you keep hearing it and you keep hearing it, well, maybe there's something to that
There's
story.
fire, right? Like a lot of headlines are meant to emotionally trigger people, and then there could be such a, there any kind of deceptive motive behind these headlines. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like there's a lot of people that are allegedly guilty in this, and I think it's probably in the thousands. I mean, we're going to be seeing a lot of people, in my mind, self-deleting. I think it's going to be really ugly. I think this is about to get, the storm's about to hit, and I think it's going to be really, really gnarly. I'm going to go ahead and start sharing the screen here. Rose Angel, you following me? You got me? All right. So this right here is Rose Angel puts this together, folks. Give her a thumbs up down there in the comments. She puts this together for me. I can never do something like this. I'm incapable. But it says here, Diddy's investigators have interviewed male escorts about his infamous freak off parties, and they're happy to talk. Dang. So federal authorities are digging into Diddy's freak off sex parties, and have been interviewing male escorts who they say were part of the sexual debauchery. They're all happy to talk, says federal law enforcement source who is involved in the investigation. We're asking them about their recollections of the freak offs, what they were paid to do, and who else was involved. I'm surprised how many of them can recall intricate details about what happened. Can you imagine just the celebrities in Hollywood right now that are associated with Diddy, how scared they are, how terrified they are? You know they're not sleeping at night.
I mean, again, I have this sneaky suspicion that the MTV news footage was deleted for maybe it was because they were trying to hide, more evidence. Because imagine MTV news full of young
Yeah.
VJs were covering all of these things, all of these events, all of these behind the scenes.
This is just, it's just getting, the rabbit hole gets deeper and deeper, and they're unreal, unraveling more and more to the sick list of Diddy's alleged requirements for girls at his freak off sex parties revealed, including the important question they were never asked. Sean Diddy Combs was extremely particular about the women who attended his freak-off sex parties, with one party planner telling the Post that she kept a scale in her car to ensure no female guest weighed more than 140 pounds. What if she was a taller female? We would do a weigh-in if necessary, said the organizer who worked with. I mean, they used to do that at the Playboy Mansion. I remember that. They do that in Las Vegas shows. Now, I don't know if they're allowed to do that anymore, but I know they were pretty brutal in Vegas for, like, I don't know if they were doing it on Broadway, but there's a standard. I mean, I even heard this standard is for like cheerleaders. They want to keep them at a certain weight, NFL cheerleaders, NBA cheerleaders. So this to me is not out of the ordinary. I've heard a lot of women to keep their jobs have to be under a certain weight and have certain dimensions.
Yeah, definitely have heard things like that too. So, I mean, a lot of what is coming out, some of it, is extra dramatic, but it's kind of also, I guess, just painting a picture and aesthetic of what kind of people were expected or just, and here's the thing, right? Because that was then, and here we are in 2024, and women have largely accepted the aesthetic of almost being walking nude almost everywhere they go, like
Well,
it's
I don't know if it's that anymore. I don't know if it's the like the the losing weight, the I don't even want to say that word on Flufftude, but the sickness that comes with losing weight, like when they try to, purge themselves and do things like that. I think it's now it's different. I think it's all cosmetic surgeries. I think that's the new like sickness in my mind. I think that's what people are doing. Like everyone's trying to get a fake butt, fake boobs, lip implants, cheek implants. Everything's on, it seems to me like everyone's doing everything to themselves. Nobody's happy with themselves. It's like everyone has this narcissistic complex, but yet insecurity at the very base of it that propels them to keep doing this stuff. And it's like, if you look at it, it's one surgery after another, and nobody just stops with one surgery. It's just continuous until you can't even recognize them anymore. Do you agree?
yeah, and I mean, this industry is brutal in that way. And I'm not obviously just referring to the music industry, but just the entertainment industry, modeling industry, anything where you have to have or there's a visual aesthetic as an expectation. Now, mind you, I'm not upset about visual aesthetics and expectations because I'm going to be keeping it real. If I'm the owner of a basketball team and I want to hire some ladies to be, to be dancers and cheerleaders. I want them to look beautiful. I want whatever they're doing to look refined and sleek. And I want them to be, I don't know, like just so it could look aesthetically beautiful. Not that the women have to be so beautiful, but that everything sort of matches because that is an art form. DEI has kind of
Yeah.
gotten in the way of all of that. But then there's the lines of abuse that happen when you're in those settings. Like when I was at MTV and I would constantly hear women after working in the industry for even under a year, all of a sudden they started just questioning the woman that they saw in the mirror. Oh, my boobs are not big enough. My butt isn't big enough. Maybe I need to have thigh replacements. Or the weirdest one I heard was somebody wanted to put cushiony things on the back of their like the back of their legs, like the meat part in the back. And I was like,
Yeah.
why you that
Like
you
your
want
hamstring
filler
or what?
there, huh?
Like the hamstrings?
Yes, they were like, yeah, because my legs are too skinny, I want like filler there. And I'm like, oh
What
my
happened to like
God.
working out? What happened to like going to the gym and like working for the body you want? This is the microwave instant gratification generation. And they're already doing things with the filters on the phone. And but now they're walking around. It's like a freak show. It's like everyone in the circus freak tent, in the freak circus tent, has escaped, and they're running society now. Like that's what I'm seeing. This is absolutely it's insanity. But that's another conversation for another day, folks. I'm gonna get it now to Allie Carter. So what are we looking at here, Rose Angel?
Okay, so if the people are not familiar with Allie Carter, she is a woman who has had an unfortunately some dark experiences in her life. She has seen and witnessed these parties. She has unfortunately been a involved in things that I mean, I don't I I pray and I honor people like her because it takes a lot of courage to be out in the forefront talking about things that are traumatizing for the sake of awakening the masses.
You
So
know,
this is kind of hard to listen to, but it makes it very real. It takes the gloss out of the eye candy that entertainment and celebrityship represents.
okay, so I just want to state this here, and I'm sure a lot of people are thinking this. How many of these people willingly went to these parties, knew what was happening in these parties, but went anyway, were used and abused, thinking that their career was going to go somewhere? And then it went nowhere, and now they're resurfacing to get some kind of claim to fame. You get what I'm saying? Like, how many of these people were really wanting to go to these parties and take part in these parties, and then their career still went nowhere, so it was like for nothing. And then now they're like, oh, here's my chance to come out of the woodwork with everyone else and put out these lawsuits, get the money I deserve, when really they were just failed actors, failed actresses, singers, whatever, and now they're looking at a shot to reclaim their fame. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I get what you're
That's I see.
saying.
I bet you this is going to be enormous. All the people that didn't make it, that went to these parties, they're going to be victims now. But really, they knew what was going on. They went to these parties, they had fun at these parties, but now they're victims. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I hope my
And
audience does too. If you agree with me, give me a thumbs up and just, I'm sure this is something everyone's thinking in their minds.
it's a tough conversation, but it's a necessary one, you know, and this is why I can understand why Diddy's lawyer is saying, hello, I'm not just gonna accept all these John Jane Doe's. Anybody can come out of the woodwork. I mean, how many people, we hear this all of the time, men and women, I mean, women can be very manipulative creatures. Very stalker-ish. They will create identities just to stalk you.
Yeah, that's
I've
true.
heard very crazy stories which make me be like, thank God I'm a woman and not a guy, because I feel sorry for you guys
Well, I
sometimes.
think men are targets. I mean, women are targets of like violence and physical abuse and stuff like that, but men are targets of like lawsuits and things like that, I think.
Yeah, and also, like, if women think that you have a little something, then you might be a target for, I'm gonna get whatever that little something is, even if that means that I'm gonna, you know, get myself pregnant so that then you can take care of me and the baby. And those things, honestly, they happen a lot too. And a lot of people who are famous have gotten entangled like this también. But then this the separation of women who are manipulative or men who are manipulative and abusive in these industries, and then those who maybe walk into an environment and they have no idea what they're about to walk into or what they signed in the piece of paper. Because as we're starting to discover, and not your audience, but just like in mainstream, the little piece of paper, right? Is why is that little piece of paper? Why are all these celebrities talking about having guardianship? You know, let's not forget that some of these things, like, you know how we were talking about the last show about the Menendez brothers, and if I'm not mistaken, the father had a
Yeah,
connection to Menudo. And what happened
damn.
to some of the boys of Menudo?
Look at Ricky Martin. At least live in the
And
Vida Loca.
some of them, unfortunately, you know, as a young, it was like as soon as you hit 16, you were replaced. So
Yeah.
Manila was always this young, up to 16, pretty much, and some of them suffered abuse. So what I'm saying to you, gente, is that this has so many freaking legs. And like you said, we're going to continue to be talking about this years and years later because this is just the beginning of it.
Right. All right, here we go. I'm going to play this and we'll commentate throughout it.
Trust me. Happen. I'm saying, I'm just trying to help you all understand. You stay with me. I'm trying to help you understand. Repeat that. Because I'm not saying this is what happened. If there's a round of kids, it's the trafficker. P. Diddy gets a round of kids. Let's say that round of kids had Justin Bieber in it. There's contracts, okay? There's contracts for codes within that person. So they can take a remote and turn that person off, Britney Spears, when they want to. Lindsay Lohan, when they want to. Amanda Bynes, when they want to. Okay? So let's say there's a.
And all three of those women went nuts. It looks like, you know, remember when Britney Spears was shaving her head? What is it? So is she talking about a actual remote, or she's just saying figuratively speaking?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But here's the thing, too, is that there are videos out there with celebrities in a interview setting, and all of a sudden it seems like the person interviewing them or somebody in the room says a special little word or
Yeah.
makes a little simple, and all of a sudden they're like, la,
Yeah, I've
la,
seen it with Eminem.
la.
Eminem
And
was just
right, they
staring into space one time. I was like, well, he could have been just really tired. We all get into a daze, but it
this
was
is
like during an
true.
interview, and then like he turned back on again. It was creepy. It was very, very eerie.
Yeah, so we've seen that with I believe that happened not too long ago with Cardi B. And then there's been moments where you see people almost like glitching out. Remember the moment with Al Roker, the
Yeah.
weatherman? Like that was like, where did he go? And again, who doesn't get lost in space, dazed in La La Land? That could be it. We gotta hold space for those things too. But when all of a sudden the person speaking like this, and then they're like, la, 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 la. What is that? What happened there? And why does this always get in those days just get swept under the rug? And nobody
Yeah.
seems to question that something much bigger is happening with a lot of these celebrities and a lot of the young people. And it's this concoction of prescription and a whole bunch of other things that are also part of the industry that does not help. Substance abuse is a part of the industry that's always there, but we don't really speak about it enough, and it's taking too many people out and is creating too much damage.
Say there's a contract for Justin Bieber. When P. Diddy has a hold of Justin Bieber, he now owns half of those codes. If Usher had the same contract and trafficked Bieber out to P. Diddy, okay, Usher and P. Diddy now have parts of Justin Bieber's contract. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if one goes down, the other side of the code has to go down. If there's a property linked to that person, Kevin Hart, because they had something to do with the trafficking of Bieber, then their property will go down because there's a code to that property. There's a code to everything. Your
Anybody else's
social
code.
security number is like a code. Okay, but depending on the level, people have auctions for the codes on that person. So they can use a remote to them, like a TV, and shut them down, turn it up, use somebody else, change it whenever they feel like it.
So an actual remote is what she's talking about here.
That's crazy.
That's something I was not expecting. I'll be honest with you. This really goes so deep, and I've heard of stuff like this, you know. And I've heard they're like, look, I've heard they're like frequency type remotes that mess with someone's brain waves or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, this is just hearsay. I never even imagined it could be true. Like, I'm still having a very hard time digesting this and believing it. It just sounds like some sci-fi Star Trek thing or Men in Black. You know what I mean? This just sounds so crazy to me.
Bookmark it. Trust me. Trust me, bookmark it. Okay? I know it's probably not gonna make sense right now, but bookmark it.
Used. But to get MK Ultra to take hold the way it needs to be, it has to involve satanic ritual abuse.
Boom, there it is, satanic ritual abuse. I mean, this is what I talked about in my very first viral video in 2020, and everyone went crazy over that video way back in the day, like as if I was just making that up. But I think the last 4 years have proved everything and validated me, and look, it's out everywhere now. This is what it comes down to. This is a spiritual war.
Extreme trauma, humiliation, just. evil on a level you can't imagine. I don't care what you all think about Trump. I'm not sure what I think about Trump, but he is telling you the truth on a lot of things. You guys just don't understand what he's saying. When he's saying they're eating the cats and dogs, he's preparing your hearts and your minds for the fact that satanic ritual abuse is about to come into the light in a big way. Voodoo is about to come into the light in a big way. Cannibalism is about to come into the light in a big way. All of those things linked to MKUltra. And it all links to trafficking. Once you have MKUltra in place, and once you've used satanic ritual abuse to link into the MKUltra and to program somebody, program the children, so you can use them as whatever it is you want them to do, then the trafficking and all those things come into play. But you.
You know, this makes me think, like, this all comes down to just power and greed and money. I mean, that's it. I mean, who would have ever, people don't really understand that human beings are just as big as a commodity as chicken, fish, you know, the poultry industry, the meat industry, cattle. Like, what makes you think that human beings are not? You know what I mean? Like, this is a rude awakening for a lot of people. Like, they need to understand, like, there are high elites at the top of the food chain that are allegedly, you know, doing the same to people, right?
No, David, for many reasons, I think that many people try to stay away from this conversation of the industry, because when you're part of it, even if you don't understand the nooks and crannies of it all, when you sort of awaken to what you've been sort of a part of, in supporting it does sort of jolt you in many ways. You know, when I think back and I reflect to how certain environments feel, or have felt in just my travels when I've met people, some of these people, they just feel like there's goodness in the center, but they have been co-opted by chaos, and there's an aspect of them, just like whenever we contemplate Justin Bieber, and we don't really know, but we can assume, and we just look at him, and it's almost like we see this hurt soul that's been crying out and wanting to say something. But who do you say it to? You can't say because you're trapped by the NDAs, or you
Yeah.
can't really speak because your life might be threatened, or your family's life might be threatened. So it's very easy for us to condemn certain people, but we don't know the intricacies. And a lot of people, unfortunately, it seems like people are caught up in the paperwork. You know, that's what kind of holds people to shushings, because your lives, people's lives, how many people's lives don't get destroyed by just paperwork alone?
Man, Justin Bieber must have lived a life of hell. You know, think about that. Think about all the people that were controlling him in the background. P. Diddy obviously being the main one, but I mean, just think how he was allegedly passed around. I mean, that kid probably lived a life of turmoil and absolute hell. And I bet you Eminem did too. I bet you Eminem did. I bet you they all did. I mean, I look at some of these guys and I think to myself, the ones that are being, you know, activated right now for November 5th, you know, and they're taking sides or picking their lane. And I wonder to myself, gosh, what kind of dirt do they have on them? What kind of stuff did these guys do that where they had to sell out their soul? Did they do things to children? Were things done to them? It's really like, it's so wicked, it's so evil. It's so evil to think about.
I wanted to say
I
just one
stopped.
little quick thing about a comment that she made. Well, not the person who was speaking off camera made about what the comment that Trump made. I'm not going to get into it because I've already got a lot of people in trouble, including me. But the comment that Trump made, and what she said, what it alludes to. And I will say, just when you know, because I'm looking at the news every single day, I have noticed just random postings on the New York Post of like discoveries in like nearby rivers or something, of like animal parts, of like dead chickens or goat heads. So
Oh, you're talking about like voodoo stuff.
we don't know, right? But there has been an increase of these findings lately,
Jeez.
enough so where it's making the news as a report.
So, in
You
other
know what I'm
words, after
saying?
what Trump said about them eating dogs and cats, it's they're finding animal parts everywhere.
Well, I'm saying that this is, I'm tracking these stories before that comment was even made.
Jeez. Well, I'm gonna skip around on this video just so we can close it up quicker, but I skipped over a couple of minutes, so let's see where it picks up from.
I stopped giving a shit about anything. I didn't care. It all just didn't care. It all just it when I was out, it didn't. I a lot, a lot, a lot. But I'm not healed. Okay, I'm still angry. Still really hurt, and we're still not getting anywhere. So I didn't care, okay? And to be in a room where people promised you the world, at one point you just go numb. So things of me that probably don't make sense, but I was a kid. And this, all of this situation, everything that we're talking about, everything that I've been talking about, I was under the age of 18. Let's start there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing these kids were as young as like 12, right? Is that what they're allegedly saying? Or younger? Could they
Well,
have been younger, right?
there was an alleging in regards to Diddy, somebody at 10 years old.
Jeez.
So right now,
Well,
I
how old was
believe
Bieber when he was hanging out with Diddy? He was like 14, wasn't he?
he was young.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he was like a little child.
was a little
And
child. Well,
you
look,
gotta think the parents, like what, where.
you know, but this is the thing. Like, okay, so when you look a little bit into just the upbringing, like you and a lot of the people who, a lot of the young kids who go with these celebrities, they come from really broken homes or dire straits homes, or people who don't really understand. You know, they get like how Ali's saying here, you know, you get sold this big dream. Are you really gonna believe that you're gonna be taken for an abusive ride? And then when it happens, who do you freaking tell?
Out of me that I don't think people understand. The nightmares, the flashbacks, the skin crawling, the barely can do one thing without feeling like everything is going to end forever. You want to run. You don't understand the feeling of feeling like I think somebody is still around me and your clothes just don't feel right. Every day, okay? So the slap on the wrist, and oh, I love them even when you don't know them. They're my idols, even though when you don't, you've never met them in your life. But the victims live with something every second of every single day, and it never goes away. A lot of people are gonna ask me, in some situations, why was I there? How did I get there? I was a kid. I was a kid.
You know, kids are more impressionable. They're starstruck. You know, it's kind of like the whole Michael Jackson thing. Despite what anyone thinks of Michael Jackson, I'm not here to say he did or he didn't do what he did, but I mean, what he was accused of. But, you know, people get, you know, they look at these celebrities like larger than life, like almost like demigods, and they want to be around them all the time. And they don't care. Hey, my kid could be around them. And a little bit of that's going to rub off on my kid, you know, whatever. They're just so starstruck. that all judgment goes out the window, you know? Like they're not using all their senses here, you know? Like their awareness just goes out the window of what could really be happening here. I mean, you know, when she talks about crawling in her skin or whatever, that reminds me of Linkin Park. You know, and if you look deep into Linkin Park, there's a lot there, folks, a lot there.
Yeah, you know.
And I used to think that
There's a
if I
long
wasn't
pause there.
yelling and
You want me to stop
screaming,
it?
that wasn't rape. No, no, it's
It took a
all
long
I
time to
was.
respond, so I was like, all right, I'll just
No,
play the video.
because I'm just you. This is such a heavy subject that I've often asked myself when were we going to hear, or when were people ready to hold the space for these type of stories, these testimonials. So there's a part
It's
of me
happening
that's
now.
like. Yeah.
You know, I think people are finally opening up to it. I think it's finally happening. I think the floodgates are open, and it's all happening now. I mean, think about where we're going to be in 5 years from now. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of trauma revealed, a lot of trauma, and then there's gonna have to be some healing. I think the first big blow to the whole movement of these sick people was the movie Sound of Freedom, you know, that came out and actually showed how big of a market this is, how big of a billion-dollar business this is. It is actually eclipsing, you know, drugs. So, you know, human beings for sale, man. That's what it's all about.
Not true either. There is a lot going on with this case, these freak off parties. They're not freak off parties. There's a lot that happens. There's life size wheels that people attach children to and spin it and decide who's having sex in what way. There are so many things. There's body cakes. There's party favors. And I'm talking like, you know how you put up a little birthday bag, like when you go to a birthday party, and before you can leave, you can take one of those little birthday bags off the table. And then there's toys and like all this stuff for coming to the party. Yeah, instead of that, there's children. They call them party favors. Okay. I'm really trying to spit this out, but I'm really having a hard time tonight. I'm really having a hard time tonight, and I do not know why. I'm really having a hard time tonight because I've had to stop everything and turn around, and we're doing this again. And the thing is I can put out information, but it's not until you guys get slapped with more information that people are like, "Ah, okay, that's true. I get it. I get it. Don't just take one word and just go with it." But a part of my brain right now is just not doing well. I'm not okay. Because I'm just like, if I, all of this, I can drop it. I'll just put up the affidavit and I'm gonna come back on. Because I'm trying to spit it out. And it's not, I don't know why.
I guess there's a lot on her mind. I'm going to fast forward just a little bit here and see if she comes up with anything else.
Thing. You're not sitting right here. You're not sitting right here. And this, it cuts deeper than probably a financial problem. It cuts deeper than a spiritual problem. It cuts deeper than a location problem. It cuts deeper than a soul problem. Okay? It takes a minute. It takes a minute to get up. It takes a minute to get out the corner. And for those who are like, okay, so testify. Nope, because listen. Nope, because the attorney on Diddy's side is corrupt. You know that, right? Who's going to defend someone that they know damn well is? Who's going to defend someone like that? Would you?
That person's probably gonna have a lot of dirt on them as well, right? I mean, they're all
That's
together.
crazy.
All these people, you know, birds of a feather flock together. They're all together in this.
after you know what's been done? After you
comes
know
back to a money issue.
that's a money issue, right?
You don't care what happened to the kids. You don't care about your integrity.
That's not. Blah.
Yeah, this is so sad.
I'm guessing her friend is there with her as like support and probably urged her to do this video, right? That's how I'm kind of taking this.
Yeah, and God, I mean, this is not easy to talk about. So around that minute mark, she was talking about the party details.
Which one?
For around there, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, right here.
I was a party favor.
What does that mean?
I was a party favor. I was somebody you could take off the table.
So you're telling me they set children
I set children
on a
table.
table, like when you go to a birthday party and they have gift bags for everybody that comes that have candy and toys in them, and they set them on the table. So you're telling me at the freak-off parties, they put children on the table instead of gift bags, and then people can do what?
Take you off the table and have sex with you, even though it's against the rules to do certain things. Sometimes that's against the rules. Like for me, that was against the rules, but that didn't matter. That did not matter.
So they come choose you off the table, do whatever they want with you, and then what happens?
Then they put you back on the table.
They put you back on the table for somebody else to come choose you?
Damn. They're like recycling them.
This is dark. This is so dark.
I just, we're living in such a crazy time right now. Like, this is just, what is the world right now, right? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, this really is to me like a spiritual war that is just coming to light. Like all the exposing is happening right now, not just in the government, but in not just in politics, but in entertainment and sports. I mean, everything. I mean, it's just like everything's just coming to the surface right now.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to watch the entire video. I still had some more to go, but yeah. Every day there's more stuff.
Let's play a little bit more.
Okay. That's called a party favor effect. That's just one of the little things that go on at the freak-off parties with children. Were there animals there?
Goats.
Did they turn the animals loose on the kids?
Yeah.
And if you got sick and threw up because it was so disgusting, what happened?
You had to eat it.
You had to eat your vomit if you threw up. That's satanic ritual abuse.
Damn, that's crazy. So she's a kid, and if she watches an animal with a person and she throws up watching it, she has to eat her own vomit. Is that what she's saying right now? Because that's what I'm hearing.
I don't know if she said her, but that if somebody throws up, they would have to eat their own vomit.
Oh man.
Diddy was at this party. Denzel Washington was at this party.
Ooh.
Birdman was at this party.
Yes, he was.
And Young Jock. And you're telling me Denzel was there and it was after 1 o'clock when he supposedly left?
And beanie socks and a gold chain.
So you're telling me Denzel Washington was butt naked. He had a beanie on, socks on, and a
and a
gold
gold
chain,
chain.
and that's it. In front of children. Funny. Because he sure portrays himself to be holier than thou.
So a lot of them do.
Whoa. Denzel Washington? Damn, that's one of my favorite actors, man.
That hurts. I
Ooh.
mean, maybe this is why she took so long. Remember when she was saying a lot of you may see a celebrity and you're like, that's my favorite, but those of us who
Yeah.
live with the trauma, it's a different story. Again, you know, here we don't know, right? We're sharing what people are
Yeah,
saying.
this is what she's
It's their
saying. Well, I'm not
testimony,
saying this.
right?
This is Ali Carter's testimony. I'm not saying it, but this is really disturbing. I mean, look, men with power, man, it just gets to their head, both of them. And I got to tell you, that was really hurt. That hurt because I really liked Denzel Washington. I mean, I've never met the guy, but gee, I mean, is she Ali Carter's naming him that she says that he was there. So what am I? I mean, this is all allegedly, folks. You know, well, there's a that's that you didn't hear that one before, right, Rose Angel?
I have, but I think it was originally, maybe it was a murmuring that might have been connected to a similar source, but I don't know. Not with the details, of course, but it's devastating, you know? Like, well, I mean, at the same time, what's fake, what is built that is false, right? Like, this is, doesn't support life. This supports pain, torture, godlessness, manipulation, power over people. And a time of healing, of course, is upon us. And just like when you mentioned the Sound of Freedom, that to me was a positive step forward, even though I know that behind the scenes, and there was also bochinche and drama with production, you know, what can ever go perfectly, right? But when was the last time you saw people going to the movie theater to see a story about something like this, and it starts imprinting something in their mind that this is serious, that it's happening right under your noses?
Yeah.
I think you also told me that one of those men have a birthmark.
Left thigh.
So one of those men have a birthmark on their left thigh.
I mean, might as well tell us who. You gotten this far.
Did you have sexual interactions with Diddy? Denzel? And I know we don't tell on Denzel. You might not tell on Denzel, but your mama gonna tell on every fucking buddy.
That's her mom. That's her mom. That's
Wow.
her mom. That's her
Holy
mom.
crap.
Wow. Wow.
Adios mio.
I ain't keeping no pedophile secrets. Denzel?
Yep.
Ooh.
Birdman, did Birdman promise you things?
So much. Like what he promised Lil Wayne at a young age. Because you know we shared the system together. Share a birthday together too.
You know, all these celebrities are just screwed. They're scared.
I
They're
know a lot of
terrified.
you have seen P. Diddy get guardianship of a lot of young kids. That means he holds their contracts. I know you've heard me talk about Ali's contract and how often it gets auctioned off. And the things that come from that when it's auctioned. So when you're seeing that he was a guardian for these children, he's holding their MK Ultra contracts is what that translates to. Were you the only child at this party?
No, not at all. There's so many kids.
Jeez. Oh boy, man, that's pretty big, Rose Angel. I'm gonna go ahead and call it right there, but I got another podcast I need to jump on, but this is getting pretty wild. This is getting heavy. A lot of names right there, folks. Ali Carter, naming people. Denzel Washington.
That's crazy. I'm processing.
Yeah, so am I. That's so am I.
Oh
You know, you got to
man.
think too. You got to think too.
Wow.
It's like they, you know, the price of fame, man. People don't really know how big of a price it really is. And I think now they're gonna have to pay the piper, but not what they were expecting, is it?
Thank goodness we're on the alternative media side.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, man.
Well,
Allie's a
you.
very brave woman, and I'm keeping her and everyone who is courageously taking steps to heal
Yeah.
and to put out some of these stories, whether they're taking them to court or they're sharing them for the benefit of their healing and also for the benefit of people who so they know what to look out for, right? When someone shares a story like this, you can save someone else from committing a certain step, or to know, what to look out for when someone of who has power is wielding it over you to take advantage of you in a way. And those things happen in every setting.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to watch this video unedited, because there was some words in there that were just kind of like risky for FluffTube, it'll be on ninoscorner.tv. I gotta say, Los Angeles, there was a lot more we were gonna get into, but that video went a little long, so I'm just gonna keep it there. Let's hit the next half on the next segment. Are you okay with that?
Let's do that.
All right, cool. All right, folks. Rose Angel, where can people find you?
Cafe CITO break. Like the Cafecito Espresso. Cafecito break 10.0 on Instagram. Thank you, everyone. See you
And I,
soon.
but you have your YouTube channel.
Yes, YouTube
Okay, all right.
Cafecito break. Twitter Cafecito break. Instagram, I post every day.
I'll put that down there,
Ueba.
folks. Yeah, go visit Rose Angel Perez at Cafecito Break. All right, folks, I'll see you next time. Go to ninoscorner.tv and go to Patriot Wear to get some gear, folks. Man, we're coming into it. This is getting crazier and crazier by the day. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Later.